Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some postal union leaders are expressing skepticism at Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's statement yesterday, in which he said that all changes he's been making to the Postal Service, like moving mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes, are being suspended until after November's election. More than a dozen postal union leaders have told CNN that sorting machines have already been removed or taken out of service. At night two of the Democratic National Convention, former Secretary of State John Kerry said President Trump has bankrupted everything he inherited from the Obama-Biden administration.
Our interests, our ideals, and our brave men and women in uniform can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
At least 30 wildfires continue to rage in California, and at the same time, the state is suffering under a heat wave. And investigators say a California high school soccer star who died at practice last weekend may have been killed by the heat. The 17-year-old all-city player died after working out with his club team at a park in Chino Hills when it was 111. The official cause of death will be announced after an autopsy. In Virginia, lawmakers are holding a special session this week to handle dozens of criminal justice reform proposals. The one proposal in particular that's sparking a battle is a push to change a law that currently allows police to charge people with felony assault on an officer, even if the officer or officers involved are not seriously hurt. The bill by Senate Democrats would downgrade the charge from a felony to a misdemeanor. They're also considering bills to ban the use of police chokeholds and no-knock warrants. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
California firefighters trying to keep up with an outbreak of wildfires during a dangerous heat wave. An excessive heat warning is in effect for the state again today, where crews have been battling nearly 30 fires in the triple-digit temperatures for days. Weather forecasters say it could be Friday or Saturday before the excessive heat warnings are finally able to be lifted all across the West. The very first male murder hornet in the nation, now trapped in the state of Washington, where agriculture experts confirmed the news yesterday, saying it was a surprise to find one so early in the season. These giant hornets first appeared in that state near the Canadian border late last year. They're native to Japan and other Asian countries, where they kill about 50 people a year. They also feed on bees, which farmers rely on to pollinate their crops. And scientists at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena say an asteroid the size of a sport utility vehicle made a record close pass by Earth. It was detected about 1,800 miles from the Earth's atmosphere over the weekend, making it the closest known pass from an object of that size in recorded history. One official says it was so close they could see the Earth's gravity turning the asteroid on its side. They say the rock was flying at the extreme speed of 8 miles per second, but would have broken up into pieces if it entered the atmosphere. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as a dollar a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. The co-chair of Black Voices for Trump, Pastor Daryl Scott, joins us now. Pastor Scott, honor to have you on the show. How are you, sir?
Doing great. Thanks for the invite.
Well, great to have you here to talk about, Joe Biden. The mainstream media is trying to run cover for him, particularly as you write about his disdain for black Americans. Tell our audience what you're seeing here.
Joe Biden's record on race is well documented. It really doesn't take a rocket scientist to discern or to deduce Joe Biden's opinions. And so, right now it seems as if his handlers are trying to discourage him from talking publicly because, for whatever reason, we've been talking about Joe's mental decline. His mental decline seems to have affected his filter.
Yes.
The Bible says, out of the abundance of the mouth, the heart speaks. His words are coming out of his heart, going straight out of his mouth without being processed through his mind. And every time he does that, he's revealing more and more about his inner character and his inner feelings, especially towards race. He's made some disparaging comments lately, one right after another after another. So it seems as if they decided this is going to have him on how in the NBA they have minutes restrictions for certain players?
Right.
they have him on a minute restriction for comments that come out of his mouth.
Yeah, how are they going to control him with a 90-minute debate?
I don't know. Maybe they'll put a wireless earbud in his ear. Electric shock button.
Well, yeah.
They might swing him up and they can press the button to shock him if he says something, or they can feed him content in his ears for what's to come out of his mouth, because otherwise that's a crapshoot if it ever was one. Have him up there unfiltered with Donald Trump going after him
right
for 90 minutes? Please.
Well, I've said, Pastor, that Donald Trump needs to be careful to some regard because some people might perceive this as elder abuse. I mean, seriously, because it's just not going to be a fair fight. I mean, let's face it. I mean, it's obvious that Joe Biden's synapses are not firing on all cylinders. I mean, there is something clearly lacking. I mean, to the point that even, the Democratic Party, a growing number of Democrats are saying that he clearly is demonstrating signs of some mental dementia.
Yes, he is. And, we're not trying to mock or ridicule him about that. That's something that a number of Americans suffer for. Heck, let me tell you something. I'm 62 years old. I'm not as sharp as I was at 32 years old. Every now and then, I got to say two or three different names before I get my grandbaby's names right. And so everybody
that's like my dad. My dad, he had nine kids, and he would go.
Yeah.
He would almost have to go down the list, and we had, that's me. You got the right one.
You know one thing, it causes me to reflect and realize even more. The same way we have minimum age requirements in order to run for president. I think that we might have, unless you're an incumbent, that we might have to put in some restrictions against if you're a certain age, you're not allowed to run either. I mean, look at Joe Biden. Right now, he's, what, close to 76 years old or something
right.
like that?
76, yes, exactly.
And he wants to run as a first-time president. If he does two times, he's 84 years old. Mm. When he's out, when you look at guys like John Lewis that was 80 years old and still trying to run for Congress, there needs to be term restrictions in Congress and Senate. And there need to be age restrictions in presidency, not just the minimum age, but a maximum age as well. I mean, Joe, come on, man. Go sit out. You've been in politics for 40 years. You made your mark. You need to go sit down. That's right. What you need to do, and watch this from the bleachers.
Well, that's what Barack Obama told him, did he not?
Yeah.
He said, Joe, you don't need to do this.
No, for whatever reason, he's trying to do it. He's certainly not trying to do it because he thinks he can better the country, because he's not even allowed to interact with the media. Mm-hmm. He's not allowed to interact with the general public except on a limited basis. Mm-hmm. And so they went and got this. Just shows you the shape of the Democratic Party, that Joe Biden is the only candidate they have that they think has a chance to win.
And then you bring
the condition of the party.
Exactly. And then you bring Kamala Harris, whose record, her voting record, and policy support is so left. I mean, she's left of left. And you bring her into the mix. How is that going to help? And, you know, right now, some are going, uh-oh, because she's not moving the needle. They had hoped that she was going to move the needle on Black America, and she isn't moving it.
No, you know why? Because Kamala Harris is not a newly discovered, quote-unquote, starlet that's going to reinvigorate and energize and revitalize the Democratic Party. She's been around.
Right.
She's not a new unknown commodity. She's a new known commodity that couldn't push the needle or move the needle during the primary.
Exactly.
And so I don't understand why they thought her coming in, I mean, they had that one day of enthusiasm, like, yay, Kamala. Then the next day, reality sunk in.
Right.
And so I really don't understand that choice, why they thought that choice would invigorate the party. They would have been better off choosing Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah, Tulsi or from Minnesota, Klobuchar. Either one of those two would have been better choices, but they're not interested in being moderate.
See, Joe painted himself into a corner when he said that he wanted to choose a woman, so that narrowed his field of candidates to one gender, and then he allowed them to pressure him, especially after this George Floyd incident, into naming a Black woman. That narrowed his field of candidates even more, and it set off a search for, you know, I called it token search. I mean, a token Black woman to stand next to Joe Biden to try to help him get the Black vote for no reason other than that. The main qualifications had to be Black female.
Right.
And so right there, I find that somewhat offensive, somewhat demeaning, and it taints any candidates, it taints their resume, it taints their selection, because, you know, someone could genuinely look at them and say, well, the only reason you were selected was not because of your acumen, not because of your qualifications. The only reason you were selected was because you're a Black woman.
Exactly.
And he felt that out of all the Black women that were on his list of candidates, you were the one that would most meet the need that they had. It is somewhat demeaning. I wouldn't even put myself into a competition like that. And if Trump did something like that and said, I need a black man, they would call that person a sellout.
Oh, gray matter would be exploding all over the place. But it's really rich, Pastor Scott, that you have a party that speaks of inclusion and racial balance and all this, and they do just the opposite. I mean, and of course, the mainstream media gives them a full pass. You know, people like you and me, we see this. It's so obvious. It really cheapens the position of the vice president and his candidacy, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And I understand why they won't allow either of them to field questions from the media, because they don't want to answer the tough questions because they have no answer for them. Kamala Harris stood in the primaries, looked Joe Biden in his face, and told him he was a racist. She said she was a victim of his racial experiences, when she was, his racial policies when she was young. She goes on to say that she believed his accuser when they accused him of being a sexual predator. She would have to answer for that. Why would you want to be this man's vice president now after the accusations that you made? They don't want to have to answer those questions.
Got to go to break. We've got more from Pastor Daryl Scott after this. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Attention. This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your soul. The strength, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
With you, ladies and gentlemen, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent we are, and we've got Pastor Daryl Scott with us. Pastor, you've known Donald Trump for a number of years, and, you know, give us some understanding of who Donald Trump is as a man And as a person who is, I think people are very surprised to appreciate that Donald Trump is more spiritual than they realize.
Oh, absolutely. And you know what? This country is going to miss him when he's gone. I have a new book out called Nothing to Lose, Unlikely Allies in the Struggle for a Better Black America, that you can pre-order on Amazon.com. It will be out within a month, and it details, I first met Donald Trump in an impromptu prayer meeting. He was considering running for president in 2012, and he requested a mutual friend to gather some preachers that they felt were in contact with God so that we could pray on him, that God would give him the wisdom to make the right decision regarding whether or not to run in 2012. I guess God gave him the wisdom. He didn't run in 2012. He ran in 2016 instead, and he won. I often said it jokingly during the 2016 campaign that Donald Trump couldn't help but to win, because I've never seen any political candidate in any type of election get preyed on as much as I saw him get preyed on. Every time he turned around, Donald Trump was getting preyed on by ministers and men and women of God so that God put, you know, put him in that position. And so he's much more spiritual, but with him being the president of this country, he has learned to guard his words somewhat. If people would sit back and just enjoy this ride, he's not only made America great again, he's made America fun again. You wake up every morning, you want to watch the news, because you don't know what he's going to say today.
Exactly.
And you know what? He's a great, great guy. He's the type of guy, president or not, I like him. I like being around him. He's a master at holding court. When he has his rallies, he's simply a big, mass court hold. And he has a lot of self-deprecating humor. And the one thing I like about him, he doesn't take himself too seriously. He takes what he does very seriously. But him as a person, he doesn't take himself too seriously. Once again, he has a lot of self-deprecating humor. He's just a great, great guy. And he's a people person. And America is going to miss him when he's not president anymore. They'll look back in hindsight. History is going to treat him a lot kinder, especially with the number of accomplishments that he
exactly.
has. Down the line.
Yeah. In the midst of impeachment, Russian collusion, all this interference, I've maintained, Pastor, that if Donald Trump had a little bit of cooperation, our GDP, in, at least by year two, would have been upwards of 4%. But the Democrats did no favors for the American people whatsoever. This was all done by Donald Trump primarily as the cheerleader, because he even had to rally, the reticent Republican leaders as well, because they weren't sure that Donald Trump had the goods, but he's proven time and again. And this is one thing that I shared with a Tea Party group here recently in Florida. I said, what I appreciate, my takeaway from Donald Trump is that he sits in the truth. You know, it's like the book of Ephesians says, having done all to stand, keep standing, right? And Donald Trump does that. He stands on the truth. I mean, hey, the truth finds itself out, you know, just like when he first said, hey, look, at they surveilled me. They wiretapped Trump Tower and all the, you know, the FBI and Comey and, oh, you know, you can't say that. That's not right. And the mainstream media, that's not right. And the whole deal. Well, he didn't use the exact technical terms. The bottom line was Trump Tower was being surveilled by our own government. He was more right than wrong. Just because he used the wrong words, somehow that was a problem.
You're absolutely right. They're trying to micro-analyze every single thing he says and hold him to a standard that they don't hold anyone else to. As you just stated, he said the right thing. He didn't use precise language in saying it, and they're trying to accuse him of being wrong. You know what? He reminds me of a runner in a race that won the race, but he was running with weights on his legs, ankle weights on, and arm weights on, and still found a way to win. They've done everything they can to hinder this presidency, and he's still pushing forward, making accomplishments. And you know what else I like about him? He doesn't let anybody see him sweat. You know, one thing I say about Donald Trump, and I've seen him a lot in public and in private, if he's having or had a bad day, he doesn't let anybody know it. He's able to conceal it very, very well. And they were like nothing, the media were like nothing better than to see him frustrated and see him depressed and see him dejected. And he doesn't allow them to see that. He keeps his game face on because he's a leader. And that's what leaders do. Leaders lead in spite of opposition, in spite of setbacks, in spite of adversity and antagonism. Leaders lead.
Amen.
That's what he's done, and that's what
exactly.
He's doing. He's a leader.
Well, Pastor Scott, the country is in serious peril right now, regardless of Donald Trump. It has a heart issue, a moral issue, that it needs to reconcile with God Almighty. Because that is the foundation. It is the basis of our Constitution, the basis of the American dream and our way of life. If we do not reconcile with God, we're in trouble no matter what. What do you say?
You're absolutely right. I mean, the Bible says, blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. This country needs to reconcile with God, or the remnant of believers that are in this country need to continue to pray even more. I thank God we do have a president that respects Christianity, that endorses and advances Christianity in this country. I thank God for that. I shudder to think if some of these other people had been in office, we would be in a lot worse shape than we are. But, yes, there needs to be wide-scale repentance on behalf of this nation or any other nation.
Exactly.
To reconcile with the Lord. But there's still a remnant. And as long as there's a remnant in this country, we're the salt of the earth, we're the light of this world. Salt is a preservative in ancient times, and we are the believing presence in this nation. We're still the leading Christian nation on the face of the planet Earth. We're still the number one disseminators of the gospel of Jesus Christ on this planet Earth. We're still the largest Bible-producing nation that promotes and distributes the Word of God on this planet Earth. And so God's hand is still on us.
Yeah.
Because he has a believing remnant here. But the nation in mass as a whole is endeavoring to be led away by its leadership from God. And the leadership needs to repent, or the leadership needs to be removed to get godly leadership in place that will steer this nation in the right.
Well, I've been praying that we would realize what I call a Nineveh moment. You know, just like when Jonah went to Nineveh, taking a harsh message to the leadership. Thank God they received it. And repentance fell upon the country of Nineveh, and that's what I look forward to. A lot of people are saying we're praying for revival, but I said you have to have repentance before revival, and we need to be targeted to that focus. And for a time such as this, otherwise, heaven help us. But for people of faith, pastors, we win either way because. If this country goes to hell in a handbasket, then what Billy Graham said in terms of America being in the last of the last days, and he rarely spoke about anything other than evangelism. He very rarely, went into the waters of the prophetic. But for him to make that statement, I thought was quite notable.
Yeah, absolutely right. I'm in total agreement with you. But once again, as long as we have this remnant, as we have some believers here, we can hold back the forces of the enemy from having free course and free reign in our country.
And look who's shutting down the churches. It's not the right. It is the Marxist left, the Democratic Party, that is shutting down the churches right now at a time when we really need to be coming together and be praying against this plague that has come upon us, and not to mention the racial conflict on top of that, just to, add a couple of more things to deal with in this country. Pastor Daryl Scott, an honor to have you with us. You're always welcome. If there's anything I can do to support your efforts and come alongside what you're doing for, the remnant and people of faith, I'm with you 100%. Pastor Scott, take care. Be blessed. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Mortgage rates are at historic lows, so if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering our lowest 30-year fixed rate ever, 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible, with no origination fees or discount points. Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 30-year fixed rate is 2.5 with a 2.52% APR. Incredible! These are historically low rates you may never see again. So, refinance it and forget it. That's a 30-year fixed at 2.5 with a 2.52%. 0.52% APR. Call the experts at Network Capital Funding right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the Finance Lenders Law. Number 603787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and credit approval. Call 800-500-1-HIT for more information.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Some postal union leaders are expressing skepticism at Postmaster General Louis DeJoy's statement yesterday, in which he said that all changes he's been making to the Postal Service, like moving mail processing equipment and blue collection boxes, are being suspended until after November's election. More than a dozen postal union leaders have told CNN that sorting machines have already been removed or taken out of service. At night two of the Democratic National Convention, former Secretary of State John Kerry said President Trump has bankrupted everything he inherited from the Obama-Biden administration.
Our interests, our ideals, and our brave men and women in uniform can't afford four more years of Donald Trump.
Biden's running mate Kamala Harris will address the convention tonight, and Biden himself will accept the nomination tomorrow. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you go to BillMartinezLive.com. We've got the founder of MomSanity.com, Don Yannick, is joining us. We're going to be talking about getting back to school in this new normal. Don, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, appreciate you coming on to, you know, help get our thoughts organized and, you know, maybe to get a handle on this new normal that we're having to deal with. I mean, you network with lots of families and other moms, and they're dealing with the same issues. So there's nothing new here. We all want to keep our families safe, organized, keep our homes organized and safe as well, right?
That's exactly right. I mean, the start of the new school year is always an exciting time, but it can also be overwhelming. And especially this year, parents and children alike will need to figure out schedules, settle into new routines, and make sure school hours and home life are all very well organized.
Well, exactly, because it is so dynamic right now. I mean, are the kids going to be at home? They're going to be doing this, you know, are they going to be able to go to school? A lot is up in the air. And when you have this kind of dynamic and lack of structure, especially starting at home, boy, it really adds to the challenge for moms and dads, right?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why you should do your best to control the things that you can control and mm-hmm. let go of the rest. Because, like I said, you don't have control over it. But what you do have control over is planning. You can lay out the week so you know what to expect, make assembly line lunches and snacks so things are easy for you, and you can plan the night before so you have a smooth morning.
Okay.
You also want to make sure you have the right tools to stay on track.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Whether you're in the classroom, the kids, or they're learning remotely, Post-it products help kids, parents, and caretakers support any learning environment and stay on track and organized with a whole variety of affordable, easy staples for students of all ages, from kindergarten through college.
Yeah, the mission here is to, you know, make this year's back to school a successful one. And what you're talking about, some great ideas. Hopefully people are taking notes. If not, we'll have a website for them to go to to make sure if there's any questions that are left. Because you mentioned something that is so critical, and that's planning and anticipation, something that we just do not do enough of, but it's so critical to ensuring that, this is a successful school year for our kids.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's why I am all about to-do lists. I use the Post-it super sticky notes because they have 2 times the sticking power, but they also easily stick and re-stick. So, you know, I can use them. My kids can use them. We can put them on a Kanban board for easy organization. And then you can use the little tabs and flags to color code assignments and tasks and find important information fast. But what I really love as well is the Post-it weekly planner, because it really helps keep weekly schedules organized in a really colorful and stylish way. And you can move things around when to-do lists and daily assignments change, because let's face it, things change in the best of years, and this is not the best of years, so things are sure to change a lot.
Right. Do the Post-it notes stick to the kids' foreheads? I mean, because sometimes, you know, you just need to have it right in front of you, right? What should parents do to best support their kids?
Well, I think a lot of it starts at home. You've got to make sure that you've got, you know, a home life that's also well-organized and well-planned out and can kind of balance, you know, all the stress and all of the happiness that also comes with family and not forget about it. One of the things you can do is purge and declutter regularly. As we all know, it's all too easy for kids to take over the house, and especially with remote learning. Oh, my goodness, my dining room table was a disaster area last spring. Also, you want to devise a plan for homework, and if the kids are learning remotely during school hours, too, it'll help them focus, and it'll also help you get your work done, especially if you're working from home. And we also touched on fun just before. Fun, let's not forget it. Sometimes you have to schedule the fun, because things are really challenging right now, and we need to give our kids and ourselves a much-needed break and also make things as normal and as positive as possible for them right now.
Especially for those active boys. Those active boys, you have to schedule fun. It can't all be about work and no play, right?
No, let me tell you, we just finally got our hands on a trampoline, and that has been one of the best purchases I have ever made. It gets the kids' energy out, and it just makes them happy. They come in, they're sweaty, they're smiling, and it's just made such an enormous difference.
Don, as this is such an unusual start of a school year, and that what has traditionally been the school shopping experience, boy, we got a whole new plan of attack. What do you recommend in terms of some school shopping shortcuts that can make the grade?
Well, again, make your list. You know, you want to make sure you have everything for no matter what is thrown at you. You know, in terms of organizing, you know, one of the things that I like to do to make sure that, you know, everything's not everywhere is that I have file folders, I have pencil cases, we have even movable storage, you know, carts and organizers. And if you don't have that, you can even have a kid's backpack. So you take that backpack, and it's just for home use, and you put everything in it, so at the end of the day, you're not staring at it for the rest of the night and getting frustrated.
Exactly.
But you want to make sure that it's separate from your kid's backpack if they are going to school in person, because you want to leave that in the mudroom and make sure it's completely disinfected. So I think it's about, you know, thinking of all eventualities, just in case.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea. And, of course, we know when it comes to taking notes, you got to have the Post-it notes. Those things are what an incredible invention, you know, to come up with that idea, huh? Couldn't have been you or I. I think the originator got some sort of a nice handsome award from the company, from 3M.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, they are super handy, and I have been a fan forever because, you know, without them, I don't remember what I'm doing. So he makes a nice little to-do list, and I don't know about you, but I find something incredibly satisfying about crossing things off. Like, I don't care about, like, checking things off on a Google list. I don't care. What I want is a Post-it note that I can cross things off and say, look what I did, and I can see it right in front of my face. I just love that feeling.
Yeah, plus everybody else can see it, too, to see that you just haven't been sitting around watching Oprah all day long.
Yeah, exactly. I like to remind my husband and my kids of that.
Exactly. Mom is at work here. The back-to-school must-haves, what do you say, and what are the other moms that you talk to, what are they saying are absolute?
Well, Wi-Fi is a big thing, you know, and anything that you can do to make sure you have a good connection and also have, you know, devices that are going to, you know, cross that bridge between in-person learning and remote learning. Because, you know, every district is different right now, and you don't know what is going to happen down the line. So you want to make sure that your kids' learning is as seamless as possible. So let's say they start out in person, but then suddenly they have to quarantine, or suddenly it goes hybrid, or suddenly they're remote learning full time. You want to make sure that you have everything so it's not as jarring as it was last spring. So aside from the devices, I think a headset is also essential, because it can, you know, if you have, especially if you have multiple children, or if you're working as well, you don't need to hear every single thing that's going on in your kid's Zoom class. So you just plug it in, put it over their ears, and they're all set and ready to go.
Don, I think one of the things that has been undermeasured or underappreciated is you kind of touched on this just a little bit with parents, but it's all encompassing. I mean, the psychological impact that this is having on the kids and on families.
Oh, absolutely. And I think that, you know, we're talking a lot about planning and staying organized, but I think making a plan, right? But I think what's also equally important is to know when to throw that plan out the window, because every day something is different. A kid is in a mood, or a kid is having a feeling, or is upset about all of this craziness, or you just don't know how it's going to go every day. So you're in for a disaster if you try to stick too closely to the plan. So what I like to say is read the room, see how it's going,
exactly,
and decide what's best for your family and for your individual kids, because sometimes it's different from kid to kid, which is also really hard.
Without a doubt. So probably some good advice to remain flexible through this whole ordeal. Don Yannick has been with us. Don, really appreciate the time, the great bits of information and ideas that you've shared with us. Where can the good folks go for more information?
Well, for more information and study tips, visit postit.com/study and my website, momsanity.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield, and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Here's Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ on the radio in the languages people were born to speak.
Since 2009, the Tide Ministry has launched radio programs in 11 languages in Nigeria, each one reaching a different region and people group with the gospel. Listeners often report back about miraculous healing of body, soul, and relationships. One wrote, "I thank the Almighty God for restoring peace in my household." The Tide radio programs are potentially heard by almost half of the population of Nigeria. But the reality is that this still leaves over 100 million Nigerian people without access to gospel radio programs in the language they were born to speak. And because most of them are deeply entrenched in other religions, we still have much kingdom work to do in Nigeria.
To read more inspiring stories about how Jesus is touching lives through the Tide Radio Ministry in Nigeria, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Heck, how you doing? Hope it's a great day for you. You know, considering the options, good, bad day. I mean, hey, let's go for a good day. Why not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. Get a plethora of gifts because we think of you. Past interviews at your convenience. You can download, share them with your friends and neighbors. I mean, the guests that we're able to bring on the show on your behalf, hopefully you're enlarged as a result, because this is what the show is all about. We want to bless you. We want to bless you with intelligent people that know the facts, you know, short on opinionating, heavy on the facts and the truth. That's what we choose to commit for your behalf. Hey, with us right now, it's such a privilege to have the director of the movie Words on Bathroom Walls with us, Tor Freudenthal, and we're going to talk about the story of this movie that is quite compelling. I gave a short review myself. I had said overall it is a great and difficult story that was exceptionally executed. Lots of room for misunderstanding until love comes through. I believe this movie could offer some hope to those families who are similarly affected that is told in the story and very effectively directed by Tor. Tor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much. It's so great to be here.
Well, how did this story come to be for you? How did you come in contact with Words on Bathroom Walls?
Yeah, I came in contact when I read the book, an exceptional novel by Julia Walton of the same name. Mm-hmm. And I loved the way the book tackled the mental illness and the characters that are affected by it in a very fresh and unique way. You know, the character Adam Petruzzelli, who we meet, who's a teenager who gets diagnosed with this illness, mm-hmm. you know, is not portrayed as a, you know, crazed psychotic killer or a, you know, superhero or a mad, you know, genius. He's just a very relatable teenager with his own hopes and dreams and fairly regular life, and also very down to earth kind of attitude about it. And I felt that this was a good way of an opportunity to give representation to the illness that was very, accessible.
Exactly. And I think this has to be challenging for any, I mean, we don't see a lot of movies like this because this is not an easy type of concept, you know,
right.
to be able to deal with as a story, right?
No, it isn't. I mean, you know, on one hand, you know, we wanted to tell a compelling story that draws the audience in and, you know, makes them understand the illness. On the other hand, you know, with all the sort of filmic choices we made to visualize the illness, we never wanted to trivialize it. Mm-hmm. You have to really reach this balancing act of, you know, making the illness sort of cinematically understandable while also honoring, you know, how the illness sort of manifests itself in real life. Now, what we've learned, and we, you know, had a medical advisor on the film, and, you know, we talked to people that are affected by the illness. So, you know, I read a number of books as well that really helped. You know, the symptoms of schizophrenia are as varied and as manifold as there are people, you know.
Exactly.
And
I was going to say, this is a bit of a spectrum, and you get that idea that in this particular case, as you depicted in the movie with Adam, Charlie Plummer, who plays the role brilliantly, it was, you know, he had this idea of normalcy, and then, you know, he hits a point in life where suddenly it's exposed and they have to deal with this issue. And that is often what I hear about this particular disease, is that it just seems to come out of nowhere. You might look back and say, well, there were some indications along the way, but the nature of the spectrum being what it is, as you say, you know, it can be pronounced in as many ways as there are people.
Exactly right. You know, and on the one hand, we had to sort of make certain choices of how the illness particularly works for Adam and what it did to Adam and how the sort of things that are happening in his family, as you'll see when you watch the film, kind of exacerbate how he feels and what he feels. And part of the sort of joy of the drama really was to always juxtapose the sort of more objective view that his family members or, you know, the character of Maya, who he meets at his Catholic school,
mm-hmm.
Has on the world, and really contrast that with what goes on in his head at all times, you know? It was really important to me that the movie, for most of the time, lets you in on his thoughts or his experiences. You know, you don't really have the sort of clinical analytical distance to the character. Instead, you walk life, you know, you walk through life with him in his shoes and see the world from his eyes, you know?
Exactly.
And I hope that in the end would create empathy and understanding.
Mm-hmm.
And
I think for all people, including the mom and stepdad, you did that very effectively as well, Tor, because you relate to the mom and stepdad, and you also relate that when you are in challenges like this, whether it's a mental disease or any other conflict, is that the issue of misunderstanding is there in the center room. I mean, that's the 800,000-pound gorilla, isn't it?
Right. Yeah, I mean, I really, you know, was compelled by, you know, Molly Parker's character, Beth, his mother,
mm-hmm.
because you can sort of look at her and see kind of a barometer for his illness. What he, you know, there's a mother's love, you know, has no sort of limit. You know, she will do anything she can to make his life better. At some point in the movie, she does understand, though, that she can't be in his head with him, you know?
Yes, right.
And how Molly Parker plays that moment is earth-shattering to me.
Mm-hmm.
But what the movie says in the end, that, you know, medication is what helps, but what really can help a person with schizophrenia, you know, readily embrace medication is the love and care of family and friends. Really, at the end of the day, you know, some medications might work, some won't.
Mm-hmm.
But what is absolutely critical in every case is that loved ones lend support and just simply show up, you know, whether they are fully comprehending what goes on with their loved one in that moment or not. It's like being there is, you know, is priceless and can really make a big difference. And that's what the film says at the end.
Yeah, I think the other thing to appreciate about this story is that not everybody can be your friend. Or that mom at that right point in time. I mean, it does take exceptional love, as demonstrated. But I saw the movie, especially for parents that are dealing with a child with any kind of mental disease or any kind of difficulty, is there's hope here. And the hope is found in the love of people that are willing to step outside of themselves and, you know, and not make it about them. And that sometimes can be a challenge in everyday life. But you made the movie in such a way that it's very real and relatable. And I can't thank you enough, because I see this movie as being quite a blessing, you know, for those families that are struggling.
Thank you.
You know, really, I think it's super. And I think, again, the way Maya Taylor Russell depicted her character, you know, with empathy. And
yeah.
A neat little twist in there, I will say that. And I like the twist that you did, but a lot of empathy, and that's what seems to run, you know, throughout the scenes, and I think that's the glue, that's the love that you were talking about earlier.
Well, thank you so much. I see the best movies as engines of empathy, like you said. You know, they allow us to feel for and relate to someone who, at first glance, we might not have too much in common with. Well, a film lets you assume the point of view of somebody else. And that was important to me. You know, when we started making the film, what was astounding was almost every crew member that worked on it came with a story of a friend or a family member or somebody who had gone through something. You know, schizophrenia is the extreme version, obviously, of that. But
right.
There was a lot of talk about, you know, anxiety, depression, and different sort of related illnesses. And people were just really glad to be a part of the story, because we would hope that it would lend a voice to something that, you know, I think deserves to be discussed more and be, you know, destigmatized mm-hmm. in our society.
So the movie, based on the book of the same name, Words on Bathroom Walls, and you bring that out, and people may wonder as they're watching the movie, you know, the title and how that relates. How do you connect those?
Yeah, so, you know, at first glance, it might be not immediately apparent, but mm-hmm. the bathroom in Adam's school that he goes to has a lot of graffiti on it, or writing.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the writing sort of, you know, displays the real character of the kids who go to that school. So there's a dichotomy between, you know, the outward sheen of the school, whereas the real sort of the as Maya calls it, the underbelly. So that holds true to both, you know, all the characters in the film. You know, they prop up a facade, and underneath it is, you know, something they hide or try to hide
exactly.
in order to fit in.
Well, Tor, we got to leave it there. And again, I thank you for your time. He's the director of the movie Words on Bathroom Walls. It releases this week, August the 21st. You don't want to miss it. Thank you, Tor. Appreciate it.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.